Know what it takes to build community? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new year is just beginning, and today we'll explore why community is such a big deal in the Great Commission. It starts with hospitality. There have been a lot of conversations about the church's response to the growing number of refugees. Most have been focused on providing shelter and aid. But how can local churches around the world serve refugees when it comes to building community? Anne Steigerwald of Christian Associates says it starts with truly inviting people to the table.
I think we're challenged to create a welcoming and embracing environment for people that come from all kinds of different backgrounds, spiritual traditions, even life experiences. So people that live in a lifestyle that's maybe not very consistent with the Christian faith, we need to find places to engage them and have conversation.
Anne admits it's a challenge to let go of traditionally Western context and says humility is the key to meshing culture and Christ in a way that serves refugees well. To learn more about the CA church planting model that's serving refugees in Europe, we've got links and details at missionnews.org. Among the people we need to love unconditionally are addicts. Christian Aid Mission shares that 8% of Yi men in China are in jail because of addiction-related crimes. That number could keep climbing, but it doesn't have to. Christian Aid Mission is supporting a local ministry, which runs 5 rehabilitation clinics that center their healing on Jesus. They're seeing people's lives change and relationships restored. Look for the full story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. So here's a question for you. Is there still a glass ceiling when it comes to women in leadership? Here in the U.S., our answer may be it's being shattered. Mary Jo Wilson, Vice President for Missional Engagement for Asian Access, wants the same for women around the world.
I think it's been difficult sometimes to capture those women and to find a place where we can engage them and develop them as leaders because they are in the background and often they're more comfortable in the background.
Mary Jo believes that men have to be key partners in change for women in Asia.
It's not women just saying, we need more voice, but men saying, we need your voice, and discussing together how we can go about that. I think that within the church, the power of the gospel for women to be seen as equal value to men is a message that has to come through. It compels us to bring women in and to say, you're not less. We are co-image bearers.
And staying on the topic of the voiceless in Asia, millions of orphaned and unwanted girls in India end up on the streets without hope for a future. But Help India Kids is restoring it by giving them a family through their mission homes. Jonathan Ballback of Help India Kids.
When they come into the mission, they are put into what we call a flower family, and they're welcomed in. They become a family, and the other girls in the home become their sisters.
Take a look at how it's helped Manushri, who lost her mom to AIDS, but found hope in Help India Kids. Today, she's received a great education and is pursuing a medical degree.
The desire to get involved in healing people through medicine became a drive for her, and so she's actually achieved that goal, at least as far as in her educational pursuits at this point. And so she's pursuing being able to get into the position where she can actually help people through medicine.
The mission attends to needs of kids like Manushri and helps them learn about the love, plans, and provision of Christ. Manushri is just one woman who's been changed by Jesus. Frontiers shares the story of Samira, a woman who spent most of her life in a Muslim village. While she hadn't seen much outside of it, she had eyes to see Christ. A Frontiers field worker started ministering to Samira, and she couldn't get enough of the gospel. In fact, she started sharing the word with people in her village and other villages. Because of the area she's in, there's sometimes pushback, so pray for Samira's walk with Christ and for hearts to be open to the gospel. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.